My next conversation is about a very stressful, painful story. A young Boston Terrier called Skunk went missing a few weeks ago. And there's a reward that's been offered for finding Skunk. Skunk is a Boston Terrier who happens to have epilepsy, a black and white one, went missing some 3 weeks ago from Overseer's Cottage in Constantia Neck in Table Mountain National Park. This story seems to have touched a real nerve for one of my producers in particular. It keeps coming back to her, and she just felt it was so important for us to get this out to you. Jessie Lee is a canine behaviorist, part of the search and rescue team searching for Skunk. Jessie Lee, good morning. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for joining us. You know, it's been 3 weeks. What is the likelihood? I mean, where have you looked, and what leads do you have, and how are you making headway with the search and rescue?
So we started on the Saturday after he went missing. He went missing on Thursday the 16th. I got involved on the Saturday morning. We've extended our search until now. I mean, even up until yesterday, we were up on the mountain. We've searched, you know, around Overseer's Cottage. We've been to Cecilia Forest. We've gone through to Kirstenbosch. We've really done our rounds on the mountain, and yeah, we've come up empty until now.
How does one follow a lead for a missing dog?
So, I mean, we've had many people involved. We've had thermal drones. We've had the Sandfox drivers going up there. We've had another canine rescue team from Joburg come in. We've had many feet on the ground as well. There's been a big reach to get Skunk back home.
What I mean is, in terms of intelligence, I mean, what are the leads that you look for? I mean, is it footprints or is it just kind of scanning an area again and again?
Well, in terms of us with our canines, is we look for a scent. So we take our dogs up to the last place that Skunk was seen, and the dogs, they follow scent clouds, yeah.
Okay, and then you said heat drones, huh?
Yeah, so the thermal drones went up on the first night he went missing, so on the Thursday evening. They scanned the front section of the mountain. Obviously, they couldn't go very far. But, again, we didn't see through the many, many bushes and trees everywhere.
And how far? I mean, a Boston Terrier is fit. They're quite pacey, but they've still got little legs. How far could he possibly have gone? I mean, in the last 3 weeks, they're probably quite far, but in that first night, for example.
So, I mean, you're looking at a dog that is panicked. He can get pretty far. I mean, he can just keep running for a good couple hours. So he could have got many kilometers away. Just the area where he ran up in the opposite direction of his owners when they called for him, that alone is a good 2 or 3 kilometers going right up to the cottage.
So that's how he got lost? He just kind of ran away from the owners?
Yes, what happened was they were staying at the Overseer's Cottage the evening before, and when the party was walking back down to the cars, Skunk's mom, she went down in the van with the luggage, and the rest of the party walked down the path, and he was lagging behind a little bit, and because he's epileptic and he's partially deaf in one ear, when his dad turned around to call him, he got a bit disorientated and ran the opposite way, thinking that that's where the voice came from. Yeah.
A reward of 10,000 rand has been offered by the family for anyone who can find him. Again, it's a black and white Boston Terrier answering to the name of Skunk, has epilepsy.
Yes.
Unfortunately, I have to ask the question, what is the likelihood that he survived at this point?
There are many factors. With his epilepsy, the weather could be a good thing. The cold could be something that actually kept him going. As with epilepsy, you know, your main risk is them overheating. So if he has found shelter, if he has found, you know, a little bit of food and there's been a lot of water, you know, anything's possible at this point. And I think it's so important just for the family to get closure around this and to, you know, take it through to the end and just get their boy home.
Let's hope so. Jessie Lee, thank you so much. Canine behaviorist and nutritionist, a member of Skunk's search and rescue team. If you have any information about Skunk or anything of the of that nature, please, their family is offering 10,000 rand reward. They have not given us a contact number, but we do. Please touch base with us if need be on 0725 671 5671.